day in history.
Hello.
What? Where am I?
Hello. Yes, it's time for this day in history, brought to you by pens.
Once again, I have, so above me, I have like this little ledge, and usually I have, I don't know, we'll say 8 to 10 pens. I have 2 pens and a screwdriver. Where's my pens?
This day in history.
Looking at you, Sean Patrick, Y96.9.
This day in history.
78 years ago today in 1943, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt dedicated the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. Probably because today's Thomas Jefferson's birthday. Ask me how I know that. 39 years ago today in 1982, David Crosby was arrested for the second time in 3 weeks with drugs. The cops found him in his dressing room with cocaine. Not just cocaine, folks. Like a pound of cocaine. 37 years ago today in 1984, Pete Rose smacked his 4,000th hit. The only player to hit more was Ty Cobb, who had 4,191. Rose eventually beat that mark, finished his career with 4,256 hits. If I was Pete Rose, by the way, I wouldn't want to be in the Hall of Fame now. Like, go bleep yourselves. Like, that. You then you could be the best baseball player to ever not be in the Hall of Fame. Now, if you go into the Hall of Fame, you're just, just another guy in the Hall of Fame. See what I did there? And you know, this way he gets to sign autographs at Caesars. He's always there. 27 years ago today in 1994, Billy Joel officially separated from Christy Brinkley. 17 years ago today, speaking of people not in the Hall of Fame, in 2004, Barry Bonds hit 661, passing Willie Mays to take third place on the lifetime list. Bonds is now the all-time leader with 762 home runs. It says here on my sheet, it says, how many of those were juice balls, though? Here's the thing, dude. Okay, if you could, let's be honest. If you could take a pill that made you make twice as much money, oh, by the way, you were never tired, and you looked better, you would take 2. Just saying. Not saying I would take steroids. Just saying. I don't like Barry Bonds because he's a jerk, not because he took steroids. He is a big old jerk face. One of the worst interviews I've ever done. God, that guy sucked. 24 years ago today in 1997, Tiger Woods became the youngest golfer to win the Masters at age 21. Happy birthday to Lou Bega, Mambo number 5. He was a freshman in college. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It sucked. Oh, nonstop. Ricky Schroeder is 51. Max Weinberg, when Conan O'Brien was funny, his drummer. E Street Band, he is 70 today. Butch Cassidy was born on this day in 1866. Thomas Jefferson's birthday is today. He was born on this day, 1743. 26 days until Mother's Day, 45 days until Memorial Day weekend, and 68 days until Father's Day. This day in history, BPI.
107.9 KBPI.